Hi, I'm Dr. Farhad Bukhari. I'm a plastic surgeon certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery. I will talk about eyelid surgery or blepharoplasty. This is the area where the first signs of aging appear. What you start to notice is that the makeup is smudging around, making marks on the upper eyelids, or sometimes eye bags or dark circles on the lower eyelids start to appear. Along with that, there are sometimes wrinkles at the corners of the eyes. These are all early signs of aging. When someone comes for eyelid surgery, we want to make sure that they are not having any problems with their eyes, like visual problems, any excessive tears in the eyes or pressure in the eye globes. Once we are certain about that, then we evaluate and see what we need to do. Most of the patients will have some extra loose skin at the upper eyelid level. And on the lower eyelid, the most common problem is the eye bags. As we grow older, loose skin, wrinkles, and the lower eyelid starts to go down, and we can see more of the white of the eye as well. Now, treatment for all these is possible. The upper eyelid, we need to remove the extra skin. And at the lower eyelid, depending on how loose the skin is, then we decide whether we need to remove the skin or just the fat. Now, why I'm saying that? If it is just the fat, we can remove it from inside, which we call the transconjunctival approach. That means we don't need to make a cut on the outside. We just go from behind the eyelid and remove whatever is necessary. Along with these procedures, we can tighten the eyelids to bring them to a more youthful look. Now, having said that about the blepharoplasty, I always emphasize the fact that we must consider eyebrow position with eyelid surgery. If the eyebrow is down, the whole aesthetics will not accomplish what we want to accomplish. Now, is this surgery painful? Not really. After maybe a few hours, with just reasonable pain medication, you feel comfortable. There will be some swelling, some bruising, which starts to go away in a few days. And most of the patients are back to their normal activities within a week or so. I'm Dr. Farhad Bukhari. I'm a plastic surgeon certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery. Today I will talk about facelift. This is an old procedure, has been tried decades ago, and keeps on improving with time. What essentially we do in a facelift? As we grow older, the skin begins to sag, and it also becomes thinner. The fat in the cheek area moves further down, fat around the jawline starts to accumulate right here, and the neck begins to show creases, and the muscles begin to show as pillars. These are all signs of aging. In old days, people thought about having facelift when they're in their 60s. Now, it is totally different. Even at younger age, people want to correct the problems as they begin to show. And that is perhaps the secret of celebrities and actors. You can see they don't seem to be changing at all. So what they are doing, they are maintaining themselves, and whenever they see a problem, they just correct it right then and there. Now let me just explain to you how the procedure is done. we make incisions or cuts inside the hairline, beginning up here in the head area, and then just in front of the ear, and then immediately behind the earlobe, and then they go back in the skull. So the idea is that no visible scar should be there. The only scar you will see is just a line in front of the ear. And with time, it goes inside a crease and it's barely visible. Once the incisions are made, the surgeon will lift the skin up and free the skin from the remaining fat of the face. And then it is pulled and the extra skin is taken out and the edges are stitched back together. That's in general the whole facelift. Now, there are many additional things which the surgeons prefer to do as they are needed. For example, if there are loose muscles in the neck, then through a separate cut under the chin, those muscles are stitched together and that gives a nice, flat, smooth look to the neck. Another technique, which is called a smash technique, pulls part of the underlying layer of the facial structures as well, and it gives a longer lasting result. How long is the recovery time? Approximately a week to 10 days. Most of the patients, they have some bruising, definitely some swelling, which begins to subside within a few days. As I mentioned earlier, approximately a week to 10 days, you are back to your day-to-day activities. Now, the final result will take perhaps a few weeks, but general recovery is quicker. Is there any pain with this surgery? Essentially, very minimal pain. It can be controlled with mild analgesics. Are there any side effects? Yes, with any surgery we do, there are potential side effects. What are they in facelift surgery? Well, bleeding can happen, infection can happen, and of course, the scars cannot be predicted, though in general, they are fine, thin, and barely detectable. Some of the complications which are serious in nature are injury to the nerve or collection of blood under the skin, which is called a hematoma. To avoid these potential problems, there are many factors. First, we perform lab studies to check if your blood counts and all are appropriate. Second, is the careful marking and planning for the surgery, so to avoid those areas where there is potential for injury to the nerves. Once all is properly planned and you follow the instructions, the chances are that you will have a smooth and pleasant recovery and a good result.